This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Shaivasi County Medical Care Facility. Patient's first name is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, last name is Colon, S-C-O-L-L-O-N. His date of birth is 4-9-1942. Date of evaluation is 6-13-2023. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions, history of present illness. This is 81 years old married male who was admitted here on 8-11-2022 upon transfer from Memorial Healthcare. Patient chart indicates history of pulmonary fibrosis, diabetes, depression, BPH, hypertension, obesity, COPD, unsteadiness on feet, osteoarthritis, possible dementia, history of present illness. Patient was present during my evaluation. He thought he came here 5-6 months ago. He reports that he's doing okay. He thought he was at Memorial Hospital, but when corrected, he recognized that he's at Pleasant View. He denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness, but talks about quote, ready to go to heaven, unquote. He adamantly denies any intent or plans to harm self. We have no behavioral problems, we have no paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Patient reports that his sleep is good, but appetite is not so good because food is not very tasty. He believes that his wife lives in an apartment in Owasso. Patient talked about his 5 children and reports that if something happens to him, he would like his oldest daughter to make decisions for him. Next paragraph. He knew that he was in Karuna, but he thought it's May 2023. He knew Joe is the president and a woman is a governor of Michigan, but had trouble recalling her name. He could recall 3 out of 3 objects immediately and 1 out of 3 after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, a review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known, prior history, all alcohol and substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization unknown. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph. Social history, education, highest grade, 12th grade. Current occupation, retired from General Motors. Relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, 5. Next paragraph. Medical record, lab diagnostic test, required informant, check chart, check nursing, social worker. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under comments, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 124 over 66, pulse 72, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, all movements, lying in bed, gate, not tested speech clear, moved diathymic, effect broad, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal or homicidal ideation. Next paragraph, perceptual disturbances, no hallucinations, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place, time impaired, memory recent, impaired, patient could recall 1 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration, mildly impaired, fund of knowledge, fair, judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications under current medications. Citalopram 20 milligram once in the evening. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84, number 2, possible unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Number 3, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1. Plans continues, Lexa as prescribed. Next paragraph, under disposition, notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Check that box. Next paragraph, patient does exhibit mild cognitive impairment. He does seem to be able to participate in decision-making process at this time. However, reconsult our service if cognitive impairment progress. He could definitely benefit from his family helping him in the decision-making process. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 9305, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common adverse effects of SSRI. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements. Check in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to self or others. Next paragraph, this is the end of dictation.